Now, yesterday when we heard about the passing of Merle Haggard, I immediately got on the phone with Dwight and left messages on all 17 of his phone lines.
Dwight
I have.
Yoakam.
Right, sorry. Yeah. And Dwight got back with me. I was standing in my bathroom in my hotel room naked listening to Dwight Yoakam on the phone.
Oh, well.
Which is interesting. And he joins us. Good morning, Dwight.
Wow.
Sorry.
It's always something with you, isn't it? It's usually it leads to something embarrassing.
Yeah.
For me and for the rest of the listeners. That image will be forever welded in my mind now. I don't even want to know what hotel it was.
Hey, Dwight, before we chat about Merle, I hadn't spoken to you in a while. You been good?
Yeah. We've been busy with the record you helped us introduce last year, Secondhand Heart. We've been out all year with that and continuing, with that album, out performing it. And this was a bit of a sad pause the last couple of days. I actually had gotten word about Merle from Scott Joss, who played fiddle with Merle as a young prodigy on the fiddle that Merle discovered years ago, Northern California, when we were playing Merle's nightclub and place up at Lake Shasta just before I broke out on Warner's. I met Scott then. He was in Merle's band, and but 3 years later, Scott came with me and was with me for about 15 years, 16 years, and then went back to Merle's, been playing with him for the last 18.
All right, now, Dwight, before we get into your personal relationship with Merle, what I want to know, because I like some country music, especially yours. I listened to a bunch of your stuff yesterday afternoon after I heard about Merle. But in the world of country music, what was Merle? What is his the nail he hangs his hat on? What did he mean to country music?
The thing is, to reference him as one of the very greatest, is I said it in a post that I did about him, the first thing I wrote after I heard, is inadequate at best. He's one of the few you can count on a single hand in terms of the greatness of songwriting and performing in the genre. I mean, I'm to include, with that, starting with Jimmy Rogers, Hank Williams Sr., Johnny Cash, Merle Haggard, is one of those guys that is one of, that few that profoundly impacted and influenced country music in a way that is unique to him as an artist. For me, it was the songwriting. And you listen to, I posted several things for my fans and his fans. They were cross-connecting on Facebook yesterday, and it just started to get to me. The more I put up, the more, and Merle's life was shaped by some tragedy. The first being, I think he was 10 years old, and he came home from a Wednesday night church service with his mother, and they found his father, who he had viewed as the strongest man on earth, sitting in the kitchen, unable to move, having had a stroke.
Oh.
And Merle talked about how that affected him, and then his older sister, I read in an interview one time, she discussed what that did to Merle, and of course, it's now well known, but early in his career, he didn't talk about it. He'd been sent to prison, I think, at 19 or 20, mm-hmm. At an age I can't even imagine, at San Quentin. So there's this guy who wanted to like people that was, because of, the fate that life had dealt him, was suspicious all the time, and yet wrote these poignant, beautiful songs about love and acceptance and loss of love. I was listening today to Always Wanting You But Never Having You. It was Silver Wings. I mean, just the genius of that is just in its starkness.
If you just joined us,
so direct and so poignant.
If you just joined us, we're speaking with Dwight Yoakam, and Dwight is talking about his friend Merle Haggard. Because we lost Merle yesterday at the age of 79. Dwight, did you know him, and what kind of person was he?
Well, yeah, I was very fortunate that he was gracious enough to offer his friendship over the years. We were not the kind of, you know, immediate friends that Buck and I were. I mean, that was a different kind of relationship. I was almost, as I said, to Buddy Allen and Michael and Johnny, his son, Buck's sons, I felt like I got to be the grandson with Buck, and that was that kind of relationship. Merle's and mine was one, I hope, that was mutual respect, but it was certainly on my part a relationship of enormous respect, and just I was always in awe of what he taught those that would listen about songwriting through his work. And we became friends through performance several times. He invited me to be a part of a TV show that he was doing in Vegas, and over the years, just kind of hanging out on the bus a bit.
Let me interrupt you because you keep bringing up.
But again, as I said, there was a wonderful part of Merle that wanted to be a friend to people, but life had dealt him cards that I think made him just cautious about everybody.
Now, Dwight, I want to, I know we got to go and you got to go, but you keep bringing up his song. What was it about Merle's songwriting that attracts you so strongly?
I got one song for you to listen to. Now, I don't know if I ever mentioned this to you before. It's called Holding Things Together. And the song has one verse, and it's a story in three of so minutes about a family that's torn apart, and instead of the father being the person that leaves the kids and the family, it's the mother, the wife, that leaves, and the father's left with the kids. And the single verse is about that father and his little daughter. When Merle introduced it years ago on something he was doing live, he said it's a song about Alice and Angie. Alice being the wife and Angie this little girl. And he in the verse, goes out and mails the daughter a birthday present signed from her mother so that she won't ever have to find out that her mother forgot her birthday. And me describing it doesn't do it justice. You have to listen to Holding Things Together. And I'll tell you what, Merle was a rock and roller. Merle impacted rock, and he impacted all pop music. Dick Clark said to me one time, we were talking about Merle on a plane ride back from Nashville, and Dick said, you know, did you ever see him when he was young? I said, well, yeah. He said, he looked like David Jansen in The Fugitive. He said, I tried to get him to become a pop star. I told him we could make him a pop star, and he refused to do it because he said, that's not what I am. That's not what I do. I'm quit doing country music. So Haggard had massive integrity, and it's there in every breath of every song because he's completely and utterly honest. That's what it is about his songwriting. And elegantly succinct.
Now, Dwight, I'm not in town a ton, but when I am, I haven't seen you in a while. I want to come over to your house and sit around, but for that to happen, you got
to
call me.
I'm trying to get the image of you in a hotel room naked out of my mind, so let me get that clean, wiped from my memory.
Do your best.
Hey, Dwight, I love you. Thank you for sitting down and talking to us about a man I knew very little about, but I knew that you would, and I so appreciate your time.
Well, he is one of the singular figures ever in country music from about 1967 to 72. There's no greater American poet than Merle Haggard.
Wow.
Like I said, listen to Holding Things Together. It'll break your heart, let alone the songs like Hungry Eyes that he wrote about being born in a labor camp in the Central Valley. The whole Steinbeck Grapes of Wrath experience is captured in that song. So, you know, like I said, it's an understatement to even say he's one of the very greatest. He was. There's a sadness about Merle that never left, and a sorrow that kind of gets to me at times when I think about him, and I think about the friendship he offered me, and I'll always be grateful for having had the honor of knowing him and making his acquaintance and standing on stage and performing with him.
Great words, Dwight. We appreciate the time. Take care of yourself, and I will see you soon on your couch, you and I sitting next to each other looking at each other.
To it.
Dwight, take care of yourself, buddy.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye, buddy.